This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I'm very excited to do this draft with our dear friend Aaron Ladd.
And still no open.
It's deleted. I mean, I don't know what part of
doing?
It's deleted.
Is this a professional output or what?
It's gone.
You empty the recycle. You can't pull out the recycle bin.
You have to. Rob handles the audio on this show. That's not. I mean, just, everybody has a role on this
when
show.
When Mahomes comes
not
on, you play
role.
His open.
He comes on the show every week.
When Nate Taylor is on the show, you play his open.
He also comes on the show every week. You don't. You're not Nate Taylor or Patrick Mahomes or Mitch Holtz or any of them. You're not any of them. Vern doesn't have an open. He comes on.
That's just disrespectful. Vern doesn't have an open?
No, doesn't have any
open. The whole station on his shoulders. Y'all don't get a man an open?
Doesn't have nothing.
Why do you think the Falcons got 5 primetime games, C-Dot?
I don't have a good answer to
because
you.
Their quarterback is average.
I mean, who are they playing in those games? That would maybe give me a better.
One
I'm
of
assuming
them is,
it's a lot of.
One of them is Washington. I think.
Okay, makes sense.
They have an international game against the Colts.
That don't really count. Playing an international game, that doesn't count as a primetime game.
I got to look.
Playing at 8:30 on NFL Network. I mean, I know technically it's primetime. Ain't nobody really excited about Falcons Dolphins at 8:30 on NFL Network.
Somebody we putting a wager on it.
No, somebody's definitely putting a wager on it. So this week is the final episode of Around the Horn.
Friday.
So I reached out to you and said that I wanted to do a draft on the show. This is what we're going to do. Sports television shows. Now, shockingly, we had
That's
some controversy.
Vague. Sports television
You then were like
show?
30 for 30. 30 for 30 is a series of documentaries. That's not a show.
Okay, Ballers. Where is that? Is that a sports television show?
Okay, but you understand the concept.
It's a sports
like
talk show.
Sports Center is a show.
Sports talk show.
Inside the NBA, not All American. That's not what we're talking about. Like, I don't know how this is so
Ted
confusing
Lasso.
For you. Yeah, I don't know why.
Ted Lasso.
I don't know why that is so confusing.
I just wanted clarity.
Okay. Are you clear now?
I've dominated every draft that I've ever participated in on this show.
Okay, well, you have the number 3 overall pick. Rob has the number 1 overall pick.
And we're snaking?
Pick. I have the number 2. Yes, we are. We're taking 5 shows apiece. Rest in peace to Around the Horn, a show that all of us love. Who doesn't love Around the Horn? One of my career goals was actually to go on Around the Horn.
Same.
It will never happen for me.
Same. You never made it?
I did not make it to Around the Horn.
You got on KSHB 41 Sunday Sound Off, which is a close second.
Hit the button, Rob.
Not gonna lie, I was torn with the number 1 overall pick. Go any different direction. It was the opposite of the Penix draft. There was not one clear cut.
Gosh, just an unfair shot.
So I'm gonna go with my favorite sports television show. I don't think this is a bad pick. It might be a hair of a reach, but I'll be taking College Game Day, number 1 overall.
College Game Day is a very, very good pick.
It was on my list. Wouldn't have taken it first overall.
I wouldn't have taken it number one overall either.
Because I never watch a full episode. Or a full, like, when it comes on for the 3 hours, you're not sitting there for all 3 hours.
I do really enjoy College Game Day. I do think it was worthy of the first round. I just wouldn't have taken it with the number one overall pick. The number one overall pick seems very obvious to me. I'm going to take SportsCenter as the number two overall pick.
Here's my question with SportsCenter, why I didn't take it. What iteration are we talking about? Like, it was just highlights, or now it's like SVP at night on SportsCenter? Then there was that weird Michael Smith Jamel Hill moment on SportsCenter.
I'll take whatever form of SportsCenter you want, whether it's SVP after a good Monday Night Football or a good Fire. NBA game where he interviews one of them. I'll take the 90s where superstars were born and created. I'm from the ESPN era where they would show one episode of SportsCenter 9 consecutive times in the morning. And if you wanted to see that dunk from Michael Jordan, there's only one place to get it, and it was on ESPN number 33.
You're old.
For sure.
Now, the SVP iteration, I think, is the best.
It is.
Of
it is good.
All the sports centers. And had okay, I asked that question?
That's crazy. I love the SVP one.
You don't think
but that's crazy.
Which one's better?
The ones in the 90s were amazing. Lad, you're 21. You don't remember Stuart Scott.
I don't
remember Dan Patrick.
Look at the little line up on the side of the screen. Come on now. I had a bag. But for my pick, this is easy. I mean, y'all have left me so much meat on the bone.
You got two picks here.
I'm going inside the NBA with my third pick, the third pick overall, my first pick. I mean, come on. One of the best sports television talk shows ever.
It's a great show. I agree.
And I don't think it'll be the same when it goes over to ESPN. So I'll take it in its current iteration inside the NBA, and then I'll double back and take Pardon the Interruption.
No, PTI. PTI
is a really good pick.
No, I like that one. This one, I actually am really, really happy about my number five here. I'm going to take NFL Primetime. I'm talking old school Boomer and Tom Jackson going through the highlights. You still hear the music. NFL Primetime. Oh, my goodness. Whoops. The nicknames,
that
the breakdowns. Oh, I love it. I love
showing your age with this one.
I'm thrilled with NFL Primetime.
NFL Primetime is a good pick.
NFL Primetime is a really,
but
really good
pick. It's got to be the Tom Jackson version.
Yeah, saying, yeah. Chris Berman and Tom Jackson back in 97 after the Sunday games were over. Oh, my goodness. I love Primetime.
I got two picks here.
You got back-to-back here.
I got back-to-back. I will first take Football Night in America on NBC.
Which is a worse version of NFL Primetime.
Yeah, but I mean, the current worst version of NFL Primetime is the weird Booger McFarlane ESPN Plus monstrosity that you have to carry with your pick.
I mean, y'all are just firing blanks right now. And Rob then just took Sky Moore.
I'll also take Around the Horn. I know that's the reason we're doing this, but Around the Horn, Tony Reale, that was PTI was the first one through, but it was the second show that basically was radio on television. I'll take Around the Horn with my third pick.
Okay, that's, you know what? I don't hate that. You know what I'm going to take with the number 8 overall pick? I'm going to take First Take.
Ew.
I'm going to take
that
First
Take. That wasn't even on my board.
Not even close.
I'm going to take First
that
Take.
Is a terrible watch. Yeah,
I like First Take. I like all the different versions we've had of First Take. I like the Skip and Stephen A going back and forth. I like Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp going back and forth. Lakers in 5. I like First Take. I'm going First Take here.
Too much Kendrick Perkins.
First Take gets a bad rap to me. First Take is you know what First Take is? It's an elite barbershop watch. When you're sitting there waiting to get your hair cut and they got First Take coming on, or you're about to travel and they got First Take on, elite watch. Now, it's one of those shows you can't get me to sit down and watch the full 2 hours, but I don't mind a little 10, 15 minute pop in. I'm going to take First Take with my third pick here.
A lot of meat left on the bone. And maybe I'm learning like what your viewing habits are by you all picking these. You know, I'm a big J journalist. I like to watch stories and things like that.
Okay.
Give me Outside the Lines.
Outside the Lines is a good one. I'll give you Outside the Lines. Outside the Lines is a good one.
Some of the best storytelling journalism I'm locked
you
in.
You don't know
Sunday
nothing about
mornings.
Bob Lee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You don't know nothing about Bob Lee.
I got a couple sleepers left on here. All right.
That's so a good sleeper. All right, hold on. Hold on really quickly. Everybody has three shows right now. We're doing a TV show draft. Special thanks to Around the Horn as it is ending its run. All right, Rob, you have College Game Day, Football Night in America, and Around the Horn. I have SportsCenter, NFL Prime, and First Take. Aaron, you have Inside the NBA, PTI, and also Outside the Lines.
I'm smoking y'all.
Three good picks. Three very solid picks. I'll give you that. This is where I feel like you draft. You might go a little bit off the board here.
I am going to go quirky here.
I'm going to go quirky here.
Highly questionable. One of my favorite shows ever on ESPN. I'm a big Dan Le Batard guy, but I just thought it was funny. There's so many legendary moments on that show. I remember the Migos laughing about smoking pot on that show. His dad being on there. More, now that I'm like deeper in sports media, I think that's really cool that he was able to do that. Loved Outside the Lines and Highly Questionable.
You know what? I'm going to really go ahead and show you my age here and show you how old school vintage ESPN I am. For those of you that used to go to church on Sunday, you remember. You couldn't go to church without watching ESPN Sports Reporters. I'm going to go Sports Reporters here. I mean, some of the best sports minds in the world would sit there. There wasn't any arguing. It wasn't any debate. I mean, four really smart people discussing what was going on in sports. I used to love this show. Give me the Sport Reporters as my fourth show.
I was literally about to take the Sports Reporters. It's a great pick.
Off the board, my brother.
That's off the board. An elite pick. All right, I got two picks here. I will show my age a little bit, my first one. I'm going to take Cold Pizza. Cold Pizza was First Take, but better. It was First Take before we were screaming and shouting at each other. Yeah, it was just
not interesting.
It was a way better version.
With Skip, Woody Page, and Jay
what
Campbell.
What is he cooking? Yo, this TV, yo.
And then my final pick, I'm going to get in something I actually enjoy watching that none of you are going to pick. It doesn't matter. It's coming onto my team. UCL Champions League today comes onto my team.
Dot. Yo,
that's your man's. That's your man's.
Dot, come on,
that's
man.
Your man's. Yo. That's crazy.
Rob, you had a terrible draft.
One of the absolute worst. Goodness gracious. That's not good. That's not good.
I've got so much
Champions
left on
League
my
today
board
is inside
here.
The NBA for soccer. It's so good.
It would have been. You could have got him as an undrafted free agent. you did not need to draft him.
Oh my goodness. That's not good, brother. That's bad. You know what? I used to love the music, and I love the updates of all of this. I'm gonna go baseball tonight.
That was on my list.
I just love old school baseball
yes,
tonight.
We're talking about it's
I
original,
mean like Peter yeah. Gammons, Carl Ravage,
dun, 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 dun.
Web Jim. Yes. Yeah. Course. Yeah. That's what I'm going. I'm going baseball tonight. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. There's so much left here. I'm having to like cut promising shows.
No, because 100%.
I thought that y'all would have actually taken real shows.
You don't think I took real shows? I have SportsCenter, NFL Primetime, First Take, Sports Reporters, and Baseball Tonight. I didn't take soccer highlights the way that Rob did. That was nuts.
My fifth round pick, I'm taking Sports Science with John Brinkus.
Made fun of my draft.
Y'all never watched that show?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm kind of nerdy, so I like learning about like the actual science and numbers behind things. So yeah, what does it feel like when a linebacker hits you running full speed, and how do you compare that to things? It was really
yeah,
cool.
I mean, Sports Science to me was only really good if it was inside SportsCenter. Like I would never watch it by itself, But, you know, after a little Coors Light, cold hard facts,
sure,
you give me a little sports science, I can live with that.
I also have Best Damn Sports Show on here.
I used to love that show. That was really good.
The countdowns and the things that they would do.
That show was just very
fun. That was aged. It was a little...
You know what?
I don't think it aged well.
I was actually thinking about going E60, but you took Outside the Lines. Okay. Like, I didn't want to take...
Enough.
But I love E60, though. I thought they did a really good job of...
The text line is right, also. And this was one of the stipulations. Is a radio show on TV a TV show? Like, is
I had it, no. Like, I wasn't going to draft McAfee, Mike and Mike. Yeah, I wasn't drafting.
I wouldn't consider those shows.
The Herd or Mike and Mike.
I would not consider those shows eligible for this draft.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Like, to me, Pat McAfee and Inside the NFL are two drastically different kinds of shows.
Okay. Just making sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. We'll be right back.